I hope you're keeping really well, and thank you for clicking on to listen to this short little audio or teaching around this topic. I felt it was really important for me to send this week because it was amazing the amount of people that were putting themselves under so much pressure to achieve their goals and feel that they're not good enough when they're not happening as quick as they would like or even not happening at all. And I can understand the frustration of that when you're doing a lot or putting a lot into yourself to change your habits or your patterns or even your way of thinking and perspective on things. But the thing about it is, to do that kind of work is actually really, really hard. The reason why most people don't change themselves or their lives is because they won't put that work and that effort in. So if you're at a place in your life at the moment where you've been doing a lot to change yourself, to change your environment, to change how you live, to change how you treat yourself and speak to yourself, and to change how you show up for yourself, I just want you to take a moment, without getting really cheesy or anything or patronizing, but to take a moment and honor yourself for actually doing that, because that is the hardest piece. We place, like I said in the newsletter, we place so much emphasis on this energy of we are not doing enough, we need to fix ourselves, we need to move in a different direction, we need to do more. And all of that creates a huge amount of pressure on ourselves. And when we start to feel like we are not doing enough, or we are not enough, or we need to fix ourselves, it's promoting this idea that there is something wrong with us in the first instance. But also it's like it's always our fault when things don't go the way that we want them to go. Of course, there are times when we mightn't be doing anything at all and we need to take accountability and step up for ourselves and show up for ourselves more and mind ourselves and improve our self-care. Of course there is. But I'm talking about the times when you are doing that and you're still not seeing those results. You will say to yourself, well, I'm not doing enough, or I'm doing it in the wrong way because I'm not getting that desired outcome that I want. That desired outcome might come into your life in a completely different way. It might show up in a different way. It might even show up in a better way for you. What can happen, though, is that when we place so much emphasis and value, and this is the key piece, we place value on getting the outcome. But we don't place value on ourselves to say, aren't I amazing that I showed up for myself to change my perspective, to change how I treat myself, to change my boundaries, to change how I operate in my life, how I deal with people, to change my perspective on things. Haven't I put in a lot of work? I know from speaking to so many people, women in my membership, and so many of you even through here, through this email that I send out, that like, you are doing so much. Like, I already know that. And I know the pressure that you would have put yourself under just to do that kind of stuff. But I also know that you may have been doing it for a long time. So don't get me wrong. I want to get you to a place that you do achieve your outcome, that you do get your desired goal and dreams to happen. But I think that when we are going through a place and we hit a plateau that maybe we've been doing all this work and we're not getting that outcome, it's a time to just stop and say, okay, let me recognize how good I am. Let me recognize how amazing I've done. Let me recognize all of what I've changed already. And let me, without sounding cheesy or patronizing, let me celebrate that part of myself. The process along our way to change is generally the hardest part, like I said, but it's actually the part that we should be placing more value on, and we should be commending and rewarding ourselves in that space. So often, and think of a time where you worked really bloody hard to get to a goal and eventually you achieved it and you got it and you kind of went, oh, okay, that was a little bit anticlimactic. When we think of a goal, we have this like big crescendo moment in mind where it's like, fireworks are going to go off and we're going to like get that new job or set up that business or meet the love of our lives, and it's all going to be absolutely amazing. And the moments are amazing, but they're fleeting moments. Actually, our good moments in our life, and those particularly special moments in our life or milestone moments, come in very irregularly, not that often. You know, that's why they're those big moments. And sometimes they can feel not disappointing because we'd be delighted to have achieved them, but it isn't as exciting as we thought. And the reason for that is because all the work we've done along the way, we might be exhausted from all the work, we might be tired, we might get to where we want to be and go, gosh, I have what I want, but I still don't feel good enough about myself. So that's why this process of change and all that you're doing for yourself, it's so important to stop and reflect every month, every week, every 3 months, whatever it is, and acknowledge how far you've come. So I want you to think of maybe something you haven't got to achieve yet, okay? I'm thinking of something in my own head at this time that's taken years, okay, that I want to get to. But if I think back and you think back right now, I look at myself over, even go back a year or two, I could go back 5 years, but even go back a year or two, I think back to that time and I say to myself, Jesus, like I'm a totally different person. I've evolved so much. I've made massive changes in other parts of my life as a consequence of the changes I've made to myself that weren't even part of my goals. And I'm more ready for bringing those things into my life that I really want. So there's always this energy around divine timing. It'll happen when it's meant to. What's for you won't pass you by. And all those cliches that drive us all bloody mad. And we're thinking to ourselves, I don't want to hear that right now. But actually, they're really, really true. So what I would say is enjoy the process a little bit more, value yourself more, and stop trying to fix yourself because there is nothing wrong with you. If you want to heal something or enhance something in your life, absolutely by all means do that. But it doesn't mean that just because things are not working right now that you are doing something wrong and you need to put yourself under massive pressure and overwhelm to get there. So I hope that helps, and I'll chat to you all next week.